Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I
Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I mean that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You get informed, and that's easy to do. If you don't get informed, I'll just say good luck to you. Really that simple. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We never did this before as much as we do it now, but you have to. Another Obama judge, Amy Berman Jackson, she upholds D.C. law that allows non-citizens and illegal aliens to vote in municipal elections. Think about that one. Federal judge on Friday upheld a Washington, D.C. law that allows non-citizens, including illegal aliens, to vote in municipal elections. U.S. District Judge for the District of Columbia, Amy Berman Jackson, an Obama appointee, she tossed a lawsuit filed by a conservative group challenging the Local Resident Voting Rights Act. Right, it was passed by the D.C. Council. The law not only allows non-citizens illegals to vote, it also permits non-citizens to run for office. Wow. You really think that's what our founding fathers had in mind? Seriously? Judge Jackson said that the lawsuit failed to demonstrate how the plaintiffs are harmed by illegal voting or running for office. Ready? By illegals voting. How are they harmed by illegals voting? They're here illegally. They broke the law. They know they broke the law. Who are they going to vote for? Right? Matter of fact, when you get your citizenship, you agree to uphold the law. You agree to do the right thing. You agree to all these things, or you can lose your citizenship and be deported. But I guess if you don't agree to it, then you don't have to worry about breaking it, do you? You know, they come here, well, most, or not, I can't even say most anymore because you got tens of millions of people that have come here. But let me say, the immigrants of old, how's that? The ones who actually came here the right way, the ones who sold everything, beat them, and got here. They came here because no one is above the law. They came here because they knew that America, that the U.S., was a state of law, a country of laws. And that they would be safe because, you know, nobody was above the law. Well, they're finding out different, aren't they? Seriously. Anyway. In a 12-page opinion, Judge Amy Berman Jackson, she said plaintiffs, a group of U.S. Citizen voters represented by the Immigration Reform Law Institute, they lack standing. See, this is where it's misinformation, if you would. Okay, so they lack standing to bring the case. Right, that just means that there's no way you can prove that they've been harmed, or they can't prove that they've been harmed enough to actually bring the case forward. Now, the complaint does not include facts showing plaintiffs' rights to vote have been denied, that they have been subjected to discrimination or even an inequitable treatment or denied opportunities when compared to other groups. They identify nothing that has been taken away or diminished. See, this is why, I was against it at first, but the more and more I learned, the more and more I'm okay with it. As long as we maintain, as long as we have the majority of the legislatures, this will work. Right? A convention of states. A convention of states, the way it works is you actually take, to a big degree, the federal government out of the process. Right? You take the federal government out of the process. You take the court systems out of the process. And there's nothing they can do about it. I'm sure they're pretty devious, so I'm sure they'll find something. No question in my mind. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I don't know if you've ever heard about this thing. But strange things are happening over Maryland's historic Eastern Shore. Now, the people who live there, they want to know what's going on with their city council and other elected officials. Now, this is less than 10 miles from the birthplace of the great 19th century slave-turned abolitionist, Frederick Douglass. The tiny town of Ridgely made news last week when its board of commissioners, without explanation, suspended the town's entire police force. It doesn't add up, local business owner Jenry Wu said. According to local news source, everybody is skeptical about what happened. We just want to know how and why. The lack of transparency made residents wonder about the trustworthiness of everyone involved in the situation. We were blindsided. It makes you question the integrity of the people who are supporting you, who are there to protect and serve you. Every one of the business owners is asking questions. They're not getting any answers, but they're definitely asking the questions. Longtime resident Laura Klein, she seemed outraged. She was insulted by the secrecy of it all. Like, they don't know what's going on. It wasn't a public meeting, and if it was, it was a quick one. She said, what's very concerning is that they didn't even communicate with us. Right? There's no honest, in an honest, open way, there's nothing. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of, I mean, just be part of the solution. That's really what it boils down to, right? And I so much, you know, I really appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, you know, enjoy, hopefully enjoying the show. I love doing the crazy stories. A lot of you know that. Does my heart good. Very much. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. be part of the solution. I always appreciate the when you call in or you, when you send me emails. You can send an email to joe@joemessina.com, joe@joemessina.com. Okay, back at it. I mean, there's a lot of stupid, crazy stories going on. We're talking about a small town in Maryland that pretty much decided overnight, it's a historic town, right, to get rid of their defund, suspend their police department. And the residents want to know why. Right? No, seriously, they want to know why. They want to know why it was suspended. What's the problem here? Did they run out of money? There was no really honest, open conversation. The town has 1,600 residents, and it only employs 6 police officers. These officers were suspended with pay pending investigation by the Office of the Maryland State Prosecutor. That's all they would let out. Meanwhile, the officials have reached an agreement with the Caroline County Sheriff's Office for additional patrolling inside city limits. The agreement is, won't take effect, so they're going to be without police coverage till April 1st. Right? I mean, seriously. And, you know, again, why not tell people what might be going on? I mean, can't hurt. I mean, unless it's really egregious, say, look, we've got some concerns, and we want to make sure that, you know, we want to make sure that we know what the truth is. Now, someone who did, now, see, I don't know who this person is, but you do have a reporter that was digging and said that, you know, they had a notoriously low crime rate. I mean, there's only 1,600 people in town. The crime rate includes four reported homicides in, what, 10, 20, 24 years. Well, that's not bad. Right? The entire police force, that might not mean it's an uptick in crime. Uptick? The suspension of its entire police force, therefore, might not mean an uptick in crime for the quiet town. On the other hand, criminals love soft targets. So let's plaster this story all over the interweb so that we know that this town has no police coverage until April 1st. Right? Just amazing. Now, we know that at a macro level, you know, a self-governing republic can't survive a legal system filled with irresponsible, corrupt actors. We know that. Now, sometimes, of course, an individual's rights to privacy and fair hearings, you know, maybe you have to hold back on the transparency. I don't know. You know, what happens with these, if you truly let out some of these charges, you know it can ruin these guys' lives, even if they find out later on that they were made up. Anybody else agree with me? I don't need to know every aspect of everything. Do your investigation. As long as it doesn't take 3 years to do it, I'll wait. But I want to know later on what it was about and why they were cleared or not cleared or whatever, right? And everything, you want to watch everything the government does because you don't trust them. We don't trust them anymore, period. You got a real reason why not to. I mean, you've seen it over and over and over again with the way they've acted. Just what they're doing to Trump alone. Even Democrats don't like what they're doing to Trump. Seriously. Oh, CNN had to step all over themselves and say, it was wonderful. And I say that because, again, you know how CNN, a lot of times they can't get the story straight. But they put up a video and they now say, this is great, that Mar-a-Lago is worth $240 million. 5 months ago, they fact-checked Trump for, you know, calling out the crooked judge. And they say, you know, it was only worth $18 million. The judge said it was only worth $18 million bucks. And they said the judge was right. So just, again, it's amazing that these people have the guts to come out. Now, I'm glad they fixed themselves, but they do it with an apology. Back in October 3rd, 2023, they stated, before President Donald Trump appeared in court Tuesday for a second day of his fraud trial, he claimed on social media that it has now been agreed in court that Mar-a-Lago is worth 50 to 100 times the value. Letitia James says it was only worth $18 million. Trump claimed, therefore, that the court had agreed to the Florida property. It was worth anywhere from $900 to $1.8 billion. Now, first of all, it's worth whatever somebody will pay for it. How about we start there? Right now, yeah, the guideline, I get all that. But my point is, if you understand exactly what happened there, right? The judge decided on his own. I don't even know where he got the $18 million. Anybody know where he got the $18 million from? You guys in the chat room, do you know how we came up with that number? Now, Judge Arthur Engoron, he said that, you know, I don't know where he got his facts from. There's no agreement in court. No, the agreement, as far as Trump was concerned, was the experts who came in. Right? The experts who actually came in and talked about the values of properties in and around that area. So anyhow, you know, again, the judge decided the property is worth between $18 million and $27 million. He also noted that there are significant land use restrictions attached to the property. He wrote that Trump's financial statement valuing Mar-a-Lago at roughly $426 million to $612 bucks between 2011 and 21 are materially it's not false. And there were several witnesses in there, banking people, to prove it wasn't false, but he wasn't interested. The judge wasn't interested in justice. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You USA News update. Russian news agencies have reported that a terror attack occurred at a popular Moscow concert venue, resulting in the deaths of at least 40 people and injuring another 100. The attack took place as an evening event was underway, with five gunmen entering Krokus City Hall on the western side of Moscow. They began shooting randomly in the lobby and auditorium before setting the building on fire. The University of Missouri student who went missing has been discovered in a Nashville river. Authorities confirmed Friday morning that the body found on the Cumberland River is indeed Riley Strains. The 22-year-old had last been seen March 8th when he was escorted out of Luke Bryan's downtown Nashville bar. Police say there were no signs of foul play or trauma on the body. A Gaza ceasefire resolution that was backed by the United States has been rejected following a vote at the UN Security Council on Friday. Both Russia and China opposed the resolution. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going
to. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We're talking about Trump's value of the Mar-a-Lago property and all this shenanigans going down right now in New York City and what they're trying to do in Georgia. What they're, you know, these are all great. I love it. Because ultimately, at the end of this, you're going to see just how corrupt the Democrat Party actually is. You can see how corrupt that these people actually are. That they really want a dictatorship, communist type of outcome so they can get what they're looking for. They can maintain the power. They can force you to do all kinds of things. Hey, they did it already, starting with the masks. It was a test run to see what they could get away with. Trump lawyer Lena Haba sharply disputed the conclusion in court on Monday, saying that we have experts, renowned experts, who have said that the properties like Mar-a-Lago are worth over $1 billion, $1.5 billion in one assessment. I assure you that there's a person out there that would buy that property, that spectacular property, for way over $1 billion. Trump and his team were entitled to argue that the judge's analysis is inaccurate. But Trump himself was wrong to suggest that the judge had agreed in court that Mar-a-Lago was worth even more than his financial statement claimed. Now, the judge noted again in court that there were significant limitations on how the property could be used, and that made it worth less money. Gee, it didn't seem to bother the bank. It didn't seem to bother the lenders. Right? And again, The judge came out and said, please stop saying that I valued the property $18 million. That was a tax assessment on something. Now, the thing I love about it is he may not have said it was only worth $18 million, but he didn't agree that it was worth much more than that. Right? But the funny thing about this is that CNN has come out and said the property is worth much more than that. Right? And one of the self-proclaimed Trump-hating New York AG, Letitia James, subtly without explanation, said that he could use the property to satisfy the bail. You know what? You think she's seeing a crack in the armor here, or a crack in her issue? You think she's seeing where the appellate court could turn this around and shove it right in her face? I got to ask, you know? During her interview with Bess Friedman, the luxury real estate firm Brown, Harris, and Stevens, I don't know much about them, CNN host Aaron Burnett discussed how the President Trump might be able to sell off properties to meet the insane $454 million bail. You don't necessarily have to sell them off. I would imagine he doesn't owe a whole bunch of money on these things. That's why he has the balance sheet the way he has it. And you would need at least 30 days to get these properties gone. Even if you sold him his luxury property. See, they're trying to break him financially. They're trying to make it so he can tie up all his money so he can't do what he's doing. And I love this. I mean, I really like this. Because people are going to see truly what these people would do if they had full control of everything. Both houses, the presidency, all of that. Can you imagine what a nightmare they would be? No, come on, think of that. It would be, if they had total control and decided they were going to dictate, like here in California. I've always said, if you want to see how the Democrats would run the country, just look at California. It's becoming, even the weather, it's making it to the point where it's not enough to keep us here. When you look at what's going on, you know, they're talking about an exit tax now. If you create wealth here and you leave, they want to nail you with an exit tax. They want to do a mileage tax. They want to restructure the electric, not the grid itself, but how you pay for it. Now, the grid needs updating something fierce. But God forbid we do anything to fix that. Right? It's just amazing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. And whether you like Trump or hate him, if you can't be honest with yourself enough to go, look, if we win this, I want to win it fair and square. I don't want to win it by cheating. I don't want to win it by backing the guy into a corner. I mean, seriously. Because it's just wrong. What they're asking you to do is just wrong. All right, I'll get off this, I promise. I want to start getting with Gen Z. Well, you know, companies are struggling right to operate. I mean, go back to when, I don't, do you guys remember when Google, I mean, it's gone back like 10, 12 years ago. Google employees made demands on Google. Not for better work environments, right? Not for better wages. None of that. No. They were staging like a sit-in or a boycott of their own company because them, and I think it was Amazon, had come to an agreement to help the military, the U.S. military. And they were so upset about it, these workers. And most of them were the young kids, the millennials, I think, at the time. So just, again, just amazing. So the companies are struggling to operate because the Gen Z enters the workforce. They want more money. They're growing in majority, right? Because it's more expensive to live. I got it. And most of them say, most of the managers of these companies, not Joe Messina, say that the younger generation is toxic for their businesses. There's some real issues when they come into the workforce. Now, this is a new Freedom Economy Index report conducted by Public Square and Red Balloon. In the survey, 68% of small business owners said that Gen Zers were the least reliable of all their employees. Do I need to say that again? Gen Zers were the least reliable, of all their employees. And 71% said that these younger workers were the most likely to have a workplace mental health issue. Why? Too much pressure to get work done? I mean, no, I mean that sincerely. Why is it harder for them? Why is it harder for them to work in a stressful work environment? Is every generation getting weaker? Is any generation, you know, just, I don't know. What has changed? One of the surveyed employees spoke of Gen Z's absolute delusion, complete lack of common sense, and zero critical reasoning of basic analytical skills. Because we've been dumbing those down and we've been taking them out of the education system forever. On the survey, the employees spoke of the Gen Z's absolute delusion. Think about that. Complete lack of common sense. And, you know, if you've ever talked to some of them, not all of them, some of them, if you ever talked to them, you scratch your head and go, oh my God, where'd you get that idea? Communism is what makes people the freest. Think it through. What is communism? You can't just call it something or you think what it is and you call it like communism, but it really isn't. You know, what I mean by that is that they truly believe that under communism and or socialism, which they use interchangeably, they think that means everybody has a job, everybody gets taken care of, everybody has a place to live. They're nuts. Now, the criticism for Gen Z workers is in full force. I mean, less than 4% said that Gen Z was the generation that most aligns with their workplace culture. 62% said Gen Z was the most likely to create division and toxicity in the workplace. Joe Messina, your host. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. Be back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Joe Mazzitti, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution, as they say. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us here on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being engaged, truly making sure, I mean, for all intents and purposes, you know, making sure that you have the right information to step out on, because that's what I want. I want you to know exactly what's going on. I want you to understand what's happening out there, that you, how you can fight back, how you can push back. Right? Seriously. And push back with the facts, push back with the truth. You give them less to make fun of you with when you do that. All right. We were talking about Gen Z and how much trouble they're causing in the workforce. And they are causing trouble in the workforce. I mean, look, I'm not going to broad brush and say every one of them. But when you get numbers up in the 62 percentile, where they're having problems, right? Managers have noticed that up in that 62% area, the Gen Zers are the ones that have caused problems in the workplace. Now, they think they're doing something noble and correct, because like I always told you, mom and dad told them they were God's gift to humanity. And Gen Z was most likely, again, they've been, according to the survey, they've been tagged as being the most likely to cause toxicity in the workplace. Isn't that a bad word? Isn't that something right? Male toxicity, they don't want that either. Another employer noted that the generation's tendency for expecting promotions for simply showing up every day was a problem. The toxicity could even lead to the company lawsuit, as 57% of Gen Z run the most risk of creating workplace lawsuits as well. So it's kind of like, why bother with them? I guess you need them because of the age group and they're in there. Now, Dan Space, an HR consultant who runs Dan from HR.com, said since the study reflects the feelings of small business owners, it could be skewed. These types of businesses often don't pay well or even offer a high-quality company culture. Seriously? What does that mean? Pay well. What does that mean? So you can stiff the bigger companies? We had a computer, me and Tammy, and I owned a technology company before we got into all this other stuff. And we did well. We had 18 families working for us. And when I say families, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean by that. If dad's working for us or mom's working for us, whatever, it's helping to feed their family. So we had 18 families. And we paid them well. We didn't pay them too little. We didn't overpay them. We paid them well. We gave them vacation time, medical options. But we couldn't do all the other stuff that some of these bigger companies do. And we had one or two employees that kind of expected it even way back then. You're not entitled to anything. You show up for work, you do the work that you're asked to do, you do the job you've been asked to do. Like I always told my kids, make yourself or make it so you're such an asset to the company that they can't get rid of you. That doesn't mean you take on an attitude before you even do anything that you're holier than thou and they can't get rid of you. My kids didn't get it then, but they get it now. There was a joke that when I had a babysitter for them, I would look at the babysitter when I was giving her instructions and I'd say, see these kids? There's nothing special about them. They're kids. Got it? To give you a hard time, do this. If they do this, do that. I mean, this is their bedtime. Right? And it worked. I mean, the babysitter at first was kind of like, wait, what are you talking about? After a while, she got what I was saying, and she got a hold of it. She got a handle on the kids. Made it a lot easier for her. I don't know what you mean by high culture company. Right? Gen Z tends to look for those in any type of role or career they take on. Gen Z is one of the most informed, confident, and no BS generations, is what this guy's saying, because they saw what happened to the millennials before them. Being told to go to college, get a great job, graduating with up to hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt with zero tools to get a job, it didn't help. But the funny thing about this, we've been saying this. People are like, okay, I was born, what do they call me, a Gen Xer? I don't even know. A boomer, maybe. I told the kids you didn't have to go to college. Go if you want to, depending on what you want. If you want to be a lawyer, you got to go to college. If you want to be an engineer or architect, there's specialty schools for those. You can go to those, or you could go to a good college that offered those things. You want to be an auto mechanic? You don't have to go to college for that. I'm not putting down the job, but you don't have to. And mechanics, they make fantastic money. Now, again, I know what they're talking about here, right? If you're working at the corner shop when there's only three mechanics there and one of them is the owner, you know, it's not going to be the same as working for, you know, well, Sears is not around anymore, but you know what I mean? A large company that has those shops in them, that has automotive shops. But that's not what it is. That's not what it's about. So they feel like we did them a disservice by telling them they had to go to college. And we told them to get a job. But then they get these asinine degrees that are not needed and won't be needed. Why didn't anybody do that for them? Why didn't these colleges, you know, you should stick it back to these colleges. Make them come up with a way to help you with job placement and show you what the move, what the needs are in those areas. That's what I'd want to know. That's what I'd want to see. So he goes on to say, I find that they're just far more comfortable with not putting up what they perceive to be BS. Right? Now, Gen Zers are not the most likely to have mental health care issues, he said. But he does believe that they're more likely to be confident in discussing it and then drawing boundaries for themselves. Look, I'm not going to hire somebody. I don't want to work with somebody who's going to tell me how they get triggered after working 6 hours a day. So that's all they can work is 6 hours a day. Right? They don't like to be rushed. They don't like to be on deadlines. It makes them uncomfortable. Well, then my job isn't for you. Or you working for me isn't for you. Right? Now, they call that BS. If I force them or tell them what my expectation is, what I want for them and how I want it, and they say they can't deal with it, and I tell them, well, it's too bad you can't, that's BS in their mind. And this has been my argument all along when I say, look, you didn't put the money up. You know, I'm talking about the business owner, right? You go to work for him. What makes you think you're special? You deserve big bucks pretty much soon after you get there. You didn't put your house up. We did when we had our business. There were plenty of times that Tammy and I, our paychecks were sitting in a drawer. We couldn't cash them because of the tight cash flow. It happens. There ain't anybody working for the company. You don't get paid, on, especially here in California. And you guys working for the company, if I ask you to wait one more day for your paycheck, my God, it's a sin. And you may even take me to the Board of Employment. So they create all this aggravation for themselves. They create all the anxiety. I can't tell you, in the past, I've had jobs with small companies where the boss says, look, I'm short on cash. Can I give you your check? And I'll give you some cash to hold you over for another couple of days. What's the best response to that? No, I want my check now. I don't care if it bounces. And if it does bounce, I'm going to take you to the labor board or whatever there is. Yeah, oh yeah, that's working together, right? To them, that's a stressful environment. And I get it. You need to pay rent. You need to make your car payment. I get all of that. But if you trust your boss, and maybe you don't, I don't know, but if you trust your boss, right, you sit with him, you find out what's going on, and work with him. You'd be surprised when it comes time to lay people off or, you know, if there's things are going wrong financially, you're not going to be the one who's going to tag the leave. So anyway, really, but I chose this story because this this person that runs, you know, like a manpower company, totally talking about how you get the Gen Zers to work with you. But me personally, I see some of this stuff as you're acquiescing to what they want. You're allowing the employee, the potential employee, to dictate what their working condition is going to be. That will never work. They'll hold that over your head forever. And like I said, it'll never work. They don't want to work 5 days a week. They don't want any extra work. They really don't want to be an asset to the company. They just want to work, pick up a paycheck. You got to tell them how great they are on a regular basis. Couldn't do it. So I'm a senior host. God bless, guys. Thanks for being with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me on Monday.